This is the Flamingo Feathers podcast. It's the podcast all about special needs homeschooling life. I'm Beth Corcoran. I'm the host for this show, and I'm a special needs homeschooling mama just like you. You know, I don't have it figured out, but I do know one thing. I need lots of support and encouragement on my journey, and I'm sure you do too. So whether you're homeschooling children with profound needs, or you're struggling through learning disabilities, or anywhere in between, this is the show for you. I am so glad that you're here. Hey mamas, welcome to the Flamingo Feathers podcast. I'm so thrilled that you're here. I'm your host, Beth Corcoran, and I'm enjoying a lovely summer evening. It's a little bit breezy and it's just beautiful outside. Hopefully I don't get eaten alive by mosquitoes, but if you hear the wind chimes in the background, that's what we're doing. I'm sitting outside and the wind chimes are going. I just love wind chimes. And so we're going to have a little bit of music behind the scenes for this episode. So I hope that you all are doing well. And today I am very excited to bring you this topic, because who doesn't love to share about programs that really work? You know, as homeschool moms, a lot of times we have to work through several different programs before we find something that works really well for our kids. And so over the years of homeschooling, and I've taught 8 kids how to, well, I'm on my 8th kid teaching them to read. I have 2 kids I'm currently working on teaching to read. But over the years teaching kids to read, I've tried all kinds of different curriculums. I've tried all kinds of different programs, and I have put together for today's episode a list of the 5 reading programs or the 5 reading curriculums that I personally love and recommend for my kids, teaching them to read, especially my kids who have learning disabilities or cognitive disabilities. So I've got 5 that I'm going to share, and then 1 honorable mention. And I'll explain about why that's an honorable mention here in a few minutes. So I am going to share these in kind of reverse order for you. So I'm going to start with the honorable mention and kind of work my way up to my number 1 program that I highly recommend. And some of these you may have heard of before. Some of them may be new. Some of them are a lot more popular than others. And all of the links for these, I'm going to have links to everything. All the books that I recommend are going to be on the show notes for today's episode. And you can find all that information at www.flamingo-feathers.com/7. So just this, the number 7. So /7. I should have said that a little more clearly. So without further ado, I want to get into my honorable mention. And this one is an honorable mention because I will tell you, it looks super promising. In fact, I'm going to crack it open with my son, who is 5, and he is definitely very interested in learning to read. He loves me to read books to him, read picture books to him all the time. He's very inquisitive. And I think he is ready for this book. I put out a question to my audience on Facebook and on Instagram recently, asking people what their favorite curriculum is to teach their kids to read. And one of my followers shared this particular curriculum with me. It's called Alpha Phonics. It's called Alpha Phonics, A Primer for Beginning Readers by Samuel L. Blumenfield. And it is super simple. And don't we love simple? Like, simple is great. You win major points for me if it's a simple program. Literally, this book, let me open it real quick. This book has, let's see here. We're talking 150 pages, around 150 pages. And that is with the lessons as well as the detailed lesson plans, the instructions to the parents for each lesson. So it's very simple. day by day lessons. And I mean, you really, it doesn't have to be a daily lesson. It's, you could just do the lesson until they master it. It looks really good, especially for kids who can master phonics. You know, not every child can master phonics, and we're going to talk about that here in a second. But if you have a child who can do phonics, it's a phonics-based reading, obviously, given the name Alpha Phonics. And it does look like it moves at a pretty swift clip, but it is a very good curriculum for kids who need lots of repetition, I can tell already. So that is my honorable mention, just because I have not personally used it, but I do, just knowing what my kids' needs are, it does look very promising to me. Okay, so number five, we're going to work our way backwards. Number five is to create your own curriculum. This was a very popular option with my subscribers to my community group. And this is actually something that we've done with our kids as well, with some of our kids. And that is just to create our own, especially when I had kids that were dyslexic, that I didn't understand that they were dyslexic. And we were going around and around trying to learn letters. And even at 6 and 7 years old, they still were not identifying letters. This is what we did. And then I also have done this with some of my more neurotypical kids. So create your own. It could be reading books together. Some kids just pick up really well the sight words from reading books. Our favorite thing to do, and this is a great supplement if you haven't seen it before, and it's by Leapfrog. It's a video by Leapfrog called Letter Factory. And we love Letter Factory. So back in the day, back when before all the movies were digital, I had somebody recommend that to us to teach our kids how to identify their letters when they were really struggling. And I remember going to the different movie stores and just combing the shelves trying to find a copy of Letter Factory. And now, of course, you can order anything online super fast. And now we have a digital copy that we bought online for our Apple TV. So we get lots of watches on the Apple TV with the Letter Factory for sure. So you could do that combination with some worksheets, you know, identifying letters, identifying sounds, things like that. Bob books are really popular as well. So, you know, combination of different videos and worksheets that you can get. You can get a lot of free worksheets online, or you can subscribe to different websites and things like that, which we've done over the years. So that is definitely the, you know, a great way to do that if you feel competent in that and your child likes to have a mix of this and that. Creating your own program can definitely work for you. So number four for us is a program that you may or may not have heard of before. And that is called Eastern Mennonite Press. I found out about this at a homeschool convention at the Rod and Staff table. The Rod and Staff booth. They had some Eastern Mennonite Press books there. And they are, because it is a Mennonite group, they don't have a website that I'm aware of. I could be wrong. It's been a while since I've looked. I ordered them, I think, through a third party, or we get it at the homeschool convention. But these books, I will say, are very thorough. They have lots of repetition. So you've got worksheets, you know, if you're teaching a letter, like the letter P, for instance, you're going to have worksheets identifying the letter P, identifying the sounds in the words, matching some things, listening to your teacher or to your mom say words and writing down what letter you hear. But there's lots of different worksheets there, lots of different practice. And that's actually what my five-year-old is currently working through, is Eastern Mennonite Press. It is a very no-frills curriculum. So it's black and white. It does have illustrations in it. They're fairly cute illustrations. I wouldn't say like they're going to draw your student in. But if you are needing some supplemental worksheets, or it's a full curriculum too. I actually have taught, this will be my third child to teach how to read using this curriculum. and it is very thorough. My kids who have used it have mastered phonics really well. So if your kid is, a kid that can handle phonics really well, this gives them a very good foundation, but it gives them lots of practice for mastery, which is really, really important. Another benefit to Eastern Mennonite Press is that it is not a very expensive curriculum. So you get a lot of bang for your buck that way. So that is my number four recommendation. My number three recommendation is from the group called the Institutes for Excellence in Writing, which you may or may not be familiar with. I really love a lot of their programs. I'm going to be talking about a lot of their programs in the future and how to use them for kids who have difficulty writing and difficulty reading and how we've used them and modified them and the benefits we've seen. I'm a big fan of IEW for sure. And you'll actually see IEW stuff on my website because I actually do affiliate with them. That's just for the sake of full disclosure for you all. But I love IEW programs, but their reading program is so super cool. It's called the Primary Arts of Language, and you can buy it with just the reading program or the reading and the writing together. So you can kind of mix and match, make it whatever you want. But if you're looking for something that's very high interest, this is a great program. My favorite, they are stickers. So whenever you master a phonics sound, you get a sticker to put on your little farm. And so it's kind of like this rewards chart. So if you have a kid who really desires rewards and is motivated by that, super great program. And it's high color, high interest. But the thing that I love about this program for kids with special needs is that it relies on file folder games. So to teach the different phonics rules or to teach different language rules, there's file folder games, and you get, when you buy the packet, it comes with all the different materials that you can make your own and instructions. So there is a component of, you're going to have to put some effort in ahead of time to create these file folder games. But it's super high interest, and you just keep going over them until you've mastered them. So like identifying, sight words with the colors, things like that. So cool. It's so super cool. I put in a lot of time making the file folder games. It has worked really well. So one of my children, who is dyslexic, we did this program with him, and we did go back later and do some other programs also in addition to that, but this really got him interested in reading. So if you have a kid who is just struggling looking at black and white books, if they're needing some sort of, reward system and the file folder game, so some kinesthetic learning going on there, this is a great program. So I highly recommend it. It's called Primary Arts of Language. And then there's also a writing component to it as well. If your child needs to do some writing with it and teaching them how to write from a very young age. We didn't really ever do that part of it. My child wasn't ready for the writing part, but the reading part was very good for him, for his needs, because his writing kind of developed a little after his reading skills. So that link again will be on the website. Number two, this is a program especially for people with Down syndrome and autism. So if you have a child with Down syndrome or autism, listen up. This is a program. It's by a lady named Natalie Hale, and it's called Special Reads for Special Needs. And this is a fabulous high interest reading program, and it teaches sight words, and it runs on the philosophy of when you're dealing with a child with cognitive limitations, instead of teaching them phonics and phonics rules that they may or may not learn how to apply, you work with them learning sight words, and you work with them and motivate them. Because I don't know about you, it's kind of a stereotype. My son with Down syndrome is so stubborn. If he does not want to do his reading work, he will not do his reading work, and there is nothing I can do about it. But he is very, very interested when things are silly and things are about topics he loves. And so the books that are in this program are very silly books. The one we're working on right now is about a kid who ate too much pizza and got sick, which my son can totally relate to. There's another one about spaghetti on your head. So it's very silly. They learn sight words. It's high interest, and it works with the way that their brains work. So it is a very neat program. And there's a book called, I believe it's, I don't have it in front of me, How to Teach Your Child with Down Syndrome to Read. I believe it's also by Natalie Hale. And she goes through all of the reasonings behind everything she does in the program. And so you're not limited to just those books. She goes into how to create your own high interest books. So my son is really into the Avengers, and especially Hulk. So the next step would be to make books about Hulk and get him to read that way. So I highly recommend it. Again, it's primarily for people with Down syndrome and autism. And a lot of the philosophy behind it has to do with the way that their brains work. And so it's really targeted towards the way that people with autism and Down syndrome, how their brains work. That's not to say it wouldn't help for other kids too. So, but it's just a really fantastic program. I am so excited seeing my son have so much interest in reading all of a sudden, and so much pride in reading. And that's why it's number two on my list, because it's just been so incredible to see him take off with learning those sight words. And it's so cool. And now whenever we go out anywhere, he can identify the word pizza on signs, and he can point and he knows it says pizza. So I think that's pretty cool. So that's number two. And then number one, my favorite reading program that we have used is All About Reading. We've also used the All About Spelling program, which goes very much hand in hand. It's a very similar program, very complimentary. All About Reading has been life changing for some of my kids. I keep saying this, we've battled dyslexia. For a long time, we didn't know what we were up against. We did not know that our sons learned differently, that, you know, they weren't being lazy and they weren't being stupid or anything like that. They were just learned differently. Their brains operate differently. And so All About Reading, it's a fantastic program no matter how you learn. But it draws in the kinesthetic, like moving the tiles around, the auditory, having to train your ear to listen to the different, you know, let's change the word cat to pat, and you have to listen. It really engages all the senses. Well, not smell and taste, but engages your senses. And it's just a whole child learning experience. And it has little magnets with the letters, and you learn the different sounds and the different combinations, and it's phonics based, but it's based on an approach called Orton-Gillingham, and it is a really good approach for kids who with dyslexia who cannot hear individual phonemes. So what I mean by that is when I would ask my child to say, like, tell me what the individual sounds were in the word cat, instead of saying k-a-t, they just said cat. Like, that's the only sound they heard was cat. They didn't know that there was individual sounds there. So this is so good to help break it down, teach and train their ears to hear the individual phonemes. And then that's the building block of spelling. It's been an amazing remediation for my boys that were really struggling to read. Forget comprehension, just reading and spelling and not putting any vowels in any letters or any words whatsoever. And now my older son, his spelling is, I'd say about 85% of the time it's correct now. And he's entering high school and he's reading pretty much on level as well. And he's got good comprehension. And then my other son, I'm starting to see some really huge gains with this. So I'm giving this a number one on my list because of just how life-changing it has been and how much I really believe in this program. Again, you'll see links to it on my website. And just for the sake of full disclosure, I am an affiliate with them as well, simply because I have used them for years and I believe in them wholeheartedly. And I really, if you are feeling discouraged about reading and you feel like you're beating your head against the wall, I highly recommend this program because it does work. That approach, Orton Gillingham approach, really does work for dyslexic children and children with auditory processing issues and just children across the board. It's a really great foundational learn to read program. So that's my list of the top five plus the honorary mention programs that we have used in our family that we have seen some major gains in. We've tried a lot of other programs. I won't even mention them here. A lot of phonics-based programs, a lot of programs that come from major curriculum distributors, things like that. And those just haven't been a great fit for our family. These have been really great for my unique learners, and I highly recommend them for you as well. I am asking you what you use in your homeschool. What have you seen is a great curriculum? And if you go to my website, www.flamingo-feathers.com, you'll scroll down and you'll see a place where you can leave me a message and tell me what curriculum are you using? What's working well for you? And I will give you a shout out on an upcoming episode and share your recommendations with our listeners. So with that, I don't want to hold you here any longer, but I hope that this has been helpful. And if you are teaching your child to read this fall for the next school year, that one of these curriculums will be a really good fit for you. I would love to chat with you more. So feel free to email me. My contact information is on the website as well. And we also would like to continue this conversation over in the Flamingo Feathers community on Facebook. I would love to have you come join us as a founding member. It's a small group right now. And, you know, there's something to be said about being part of a really large group. There are a couple, at least that I'm aware of, on Facebook of special needs homeschooling groups with thousands and thousands of members. And that's a great place to get resources. But, you know, sometimes we just want to be seen and heard and to get to know people personally. And that's where we're at with the Flamingo Feathers community. It's a great place to come and to know that other moms are there to understand your journey. And maybe we haven't dealt with everything that you have. We all have our own special needs that we're dealing with. But we can also understand the struggles and we can also understand the triumphs. And so I invite you to come join our group and get the resources from other moms in the group, get the encouragement from other moms in the group. And we'll be talking more about these reading programs over there as well. So thank you for joining us for this episode, and I will see you next week. Bye. Hey there, mama. Before you go, I have a quick request for you. As you and I both know, homeschooling our kids with special needs can sometimes be very challenging, and we could use all the support and community that we can get. And that is exactly why I want this podcast to grow and to reach as many families that it possibly can. But I can't do it alone. I can record the episodes, but I need your help sharing it and leaving reviews. The more positive reviews this show has and the more shares it has, the better the reach. And so if you could take just 2 seconds of your time and go into the app wherever you listen to this podcast and leave me a 5-star rating and share this podcast with your friends, that would be so wonderful. I appreciate you so much.